This tape is not a complete full-length recording of the original seance. Part of the seance was personal to Mrs. Crete, and only the general and interesting remarks made by Dr. Marshall have been re-recorded for replay to the public. Mrs. Rose Crete and Mr. Leslie Flint attended a Chopin recital during which the pianist was influenced by Frederick Chopin through the mediumship of Leslie Flint and the sitter Mrs. Rose Crete.
This seance is recorded on the 24th of February 1956. Private appointment for Rose Crete, medium Leslie Flint.
Good afternoon, Doctor dear.
I'm very pleased that you've come today. For all reasons of one.
What? Why?
Oh, don't get alarmed.
No.
Nothing to worry about.
No?
It's just that we have been thinking things over.
Yes?
And discussing things. And, you know, well, I don't have to tell you that your friend, Frederick,
yes?
has become a very active member of our group.
Yes?
And he is as anxious as any one of us to conduct certain experiments.
Well, we hope that he's been...
Last night, you were at this recital, this concert.
Yes?
I don't profess to be a musician. I'm not a musician, but I'm interested in music. I know what it means. Especially over here, more so than you understand it on your side, although I don't profess to be a musician as such, but I appreciate it. And I know that last night there was a strong vibrational power of which, for instance, the audience knew nothing, and neither for that matter did the pianist. But if you could have seen what was happening between your box and that pianist, you would have been amazed.
Really?
Though, you see, it's almost as if, take, for instance, the mediums, the power station.
Yes.
And take you, in a sense, an instrument, not in a physical or psychical sense,
no,
but you were a tremendous powerhouse for Chopin's personality, mentality, and, in a sense, soul. I don't know if you understand
it. Yes, I do understand
it. But it was extraordinary for me to witness. I mean, now the medium is not a musician. He knows little or nothing about music, and is, well, probably he doesn't understand or appreciate it very much. But the point is that he seemed to supply something which went from him to you, and from you to the pianist, and you were feeling far more, probably, than even the pianist was feeling, strangely enough. You were giving out, through Flint, to the pianist some quality, some power, which Chopin himself was able to pick up and influence and affect the musician. I would go as far as to say, knowing nothing about music, that that pianist last night played as he's never played before in his life, and may be doubtful if he'll ever play as well again.
I felt that he was influenced very strongly. Of course, I haven't heard him on the concert platform before, so I can't really judge, I don't know.
It's just as well that you were in the box, in some sense, and that you weren't sitting on that platform beside him.
What would have happened?
Well, I can't say what would have happened, but I do know this, that there was such tremendous force flowing from the two of you to that pianist, which Chopin was, in a peculiar, strange way, which I can't exactly explain to you, was utilizing. You know, towards the end of that program, that man was possessed.
I'm sure he was.
Now, when we first started, he was playing, I should imagine from what Chopin's told me, in his normal, natural way, quite well, quite brilliantly, and everything that you'd expect a trained person like him to do. But he wasn't playing exceptionally well. He was playing well, in a sense, but he wasn't being, as it were, overshadowed to the extent that he was playing so as Chopin would have played. Now, towards the end of that program, it was as much Chopin playing that piano as that pianist.
I'm sure, especially the encores. There's one special encore, a voice of his, that I'm perfectly sure that no pianist could play as he played it last night.
You know, it's very difficult for us to really put into words what we want to convey. because we're dealing with powers, we're dealing with forces beyond your knowledge. And whatever we have to say to you, we have to try and make you understand in a material sense. When we're referring really to spiritual forces, we're referring to powers which are beyond the normal.
Yes.
But there was a tremendous power flowing through the medium to you, to Chopin, to the pianist. If you could have seen it, it was as if you were all linked up by a kind of ray or force which was like a kind of electricity. You know, that pianist was absolutely amazed at himself.
Was he? Yes.
I think he was really amazed at himself. And if you could have spoken to him afterwards, which of course wasn't possible, I don't suppose he would have been so personal or intimate with you to have told you. But he knew there was something different about his playing last night, which he couldn't account for.
Mm-hmm. And the medium too was feeling there was something there.
Yes, but whenever you have anything of that nature,
yes.
I mean, for instance, whenever you are going to a concert of
yes.
that nature, which means so much to you, where Chopin is involved, I would advise you to try and keep your group to those who understand and who are sympathetic to this subject. Because, you see, if there is a condition there which is anti,
yes.
even though it may not be a, shall we say, a pregnant kind of anti, it may not be an unkind sort of anti, if you like, but nevertheless, if it's there, it's not helpful.
No. And yes, I realize that.
I don't wish you to misunderstand.
I don't
There's
misunderstand
nothing personal
at all.
About the person or persons involved by any means, but it's just that obviously if you're going to conduct an experiment, if you're interested in a particular subject, whatever it may be, you don't ask complete outsiders in, you don't expect a lot of people to come in who know nothing about it to sort of mess it all up and interfere with it, you see.
Yeah.
It's like a laboratory. You wouldn't dream of asking a complete stranger into a laboratory and let them play around or take an interest in something they know nothing about. They
no,
would be a danger to themselves and to others.
Yes. All I got
but last night, although you saw nothing, you heard something. In other words, you heard, probably, as near as you'll ever get, Chopin himself playing
yes,
the piano.
Yes, I did.
It wasn't all the time.
No.
Especially towards the end of the program.
Yes. Especially in one composition that he played, it was absolutely Chopin. Absolutely, I felt that.
Talking about...
Hold on,
Peter. He has tried to explain a little plot.
Yes, I think it's a wonderful idea.
Well, it is true. It is true, you know. I have for so long been so interested, you know, in everything, you know, in you, in trying to communicate and in experiments and
yes.
Did you experience last night? I was there, you know. I worked very hard, but you know, it was very interesting to me. That man, he was like wax.
With you, yes.
It was like as if he was wax in my hand.
Yes.
It was amazing because he is very suitable subject.
I'm so glad to
And towards the end of the performance especially, I was seemed to get complete control, you know.
You know, the one that I
the was... was
the,
me.
The what?
Was
yes, me. Yes, it was.
And
the encore.
So, it was me. You know, he was so tired, he did not know what he was doing, hardly. But he was like a man in the trance.
Never have I heard that waltz played like that,
but,
never.
Oh, I got such big ideas.
It was so wonderful. I was so excited.
I was with you.
I know you were.
The whole time, you know, the whole time.
Yes.
Wait a moment, I have to think.
Do you think we ought to talk, Mama?
I don't know, do we?
Just gently, perhaps. I'm getting so afraid about this.
Yes, it's all terribly exciting.
Yes. I cackle like a hen when I get going.
You know, I think it is that
yes?
Without him knowing it, you know, he is what you call mediumistic, that man.
He is.
I don't know what he has played like previously, but certainly I think he played better last night.
Your preludes were absolute gems, pearls.
He did it beautifully. His technique is excellent, which of course was a great help, but he feels my music.
Yes.
But I make him feel it a bit more. Yes. And I think he surprised himself a little bit, you know.
Do you know, I wanted very much to go to the, at the back, and I didn't. Well,
never mind, it doesn't matter. It was quite nice in the box, because it was like a little powerhouse.
Yes.
It's a pity that your friends don't understand more about it.
Yes, well, next time, when there's a Chopin program, we'll just the three of us go, shall we?
Excellent.
Yes.
And you try to get a little closer.
Eh?
A little closer.
Oh, closer, yes, all right.
If possible.
Yes. All right, Frederick.
But I don't think always we can do it. You know, he happened to be a very good subject. But what I'm really interested in is not so much public as private. Here,
yes.
In this room.
Yes.
Now, in this room, we have every opportunity now to do these things, because I feel conditions will be much better if we have my music. I don't want to appear, how you say, swollen of the head.
No, it,
know,
just, no, it isn't that.
It
no,
is
no.
That you are so much in tune with me and I with you,
yes.
And the whole atmosphere will be better. We can work more in harmony with the vibration and the condition created by my music.
Yes, that's a brilliant idea, Frederick.
And we stop the chatter.
Yes.
We have nice recital for an hour of my music, and while you are listening to my music and being carried away, I will work.
All right.
And we see then some result.
All right.
I think it is excellent. Everyone like the idea, because you know, I am very much in harmony with people here. I am like Big Brother, you know.
Oh, are you?
Oh,
yeah.
I'm not boss, no,
no
but
no.
I'm Big Brother. We are all friends.
Oh, know? I know Marshall loves you and you love Marshall.
He says he does not know much about music, but he's not speaking quite the truth. He knows a little bit about it, more perhaps than he thinks.
Oh, he does.
You know, he's like Mammoth, so you call.
Yes.
He doesn't know a thing about it, but he feels it inside. He doesn't quite understand it. So we educate both of them at the same time.
Oh, he's quite thrilled about it too, you know.
Good.
Doctor.
I'm so pleased.
This arrangement.
I know, he liked the idea.
Yeah, oh, he's a doctor.
Oh, but you know, there are so many people. Oh, if you could see all the people that come here, day after day.
Yes.
Oh, you know, that are interested.
Oh,
I
yes.
have a very big coterie of friends.
I'm sure you have.
Oh, all kinds of people, you know, they
yes.
love music.
Yes.
And as I tell you, anyone who tunes into my music tunes into me.
Yes.